For a closer look at the changes, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Al Bingham, credit expert and author of The Road to 850. Thanks for joining us this morning. So how are these changes, how will they work? What are they going to be looking at?
It's a different dynamic, Susan. What they're looking at is they're going away from credit and looking more at the asset, a checking, savings, or money market account of some consumer to see if they manage their money in that account, and there may be prospectively a better risk.
So what would the indicators be in the way you handle your checking or savings account?
Obviously, they're going to look at overdrafts. If you're overdrafting that account quite a bit, obviously that's not a good risk. But what they're going to look at is if you keep a certain amount of money, $400, $500, $1,000, obviously the more amount of money, Stan, the better off you are. And it's going to reflect more accurately on this credit score.
How's that all going to balance out, even if you have some money in your savings account, but let's say you miss a mortgage payment or you miss a phone bill payment or something like that?
Well, that's a good question. When you go into this, I get reminded, this new credit scoring system is not going to replace the classic FICO score that's out there that's used in most mortgage, auto lending, anything like that. All it's going to do is supplement and possibly give a second look at the consumer to help them to see if they could help the lender to see if they are a better credit risk. So whether it's a thin credit file, someone who doesn't have a lot of credit, that could help them, or someone in this situation, Susan, that has a late payment, maybe if they look at their asset base, it does look like a better risk.
Let's go back to that thin credit file concept, right? So here what we're talking about is not people with bad credit, it's people who just don't have much credit history at all.
Correct. Run into this quite a bit, have consumers in the standard FICO system scoring model. It takes them several months to generate a credit score after they open a new account, or they just don't have any accounts out there that are reporting to the credit bureaus. In this situation, it's a possibility where they could go in and get a credit score and become a better risk to that lender.
Does this have any bearing at all on the importance of our ratio of debt to credit when they look at our credit score?
That's still a big factor. That's huge out there. As long as you monitor and manage that credit, that's always going to be there. And again, my point here is this is not going to replace that system. It's going to just give a second look to that consumer from a potential lender in the future to say, is this consumer a risk that we can take on? So that the same information and the same principles are still there. So you're right, Susan. Don't alienate and say, charge up your credit cards. We're all right as long as we have a lot of money. You want to hold to the same principle of low balances and maintain good credit.
Thanks for your time this morning. Al Bingham is a credit expert, author of The Road to 850. His reports say FICO will be changing its credit scoring system sometime after the first of the year to begin to take into account the money that's in your checking and savings accounts.